All right. Next question. I guess I want you to comment, Coach, on some of the, you talked about the Canadian schools for the exhibition games, if you will. Why do the Huskies and other college teams not play Division III teams very regularly or at all?
Well, yeah, that's a great question. And I tried to get a game with a couple teams. I was in talks with the Stevens Point with Chris Brooks down there, you know, which they had a great team. And we talked about that. We just couldn't seem to work out the dates. They don't – one of the big problems is we like that game early, like one of your first weekends, really your first couple weekends, just, you know, to get going. And but they don't start until later, so it was really difficult to try to get a game. But that's a good question, and I would have no problem doing that with any team, you know, with St. Norbert's, Stevens Point, any team that, you know, we could get on a schedule, for example, that we could count as a game. So, but having said that, it also counts as one of your 34 games where a Canadian school has an exemption. So
that's what I always thought was the biggest reason.
That's probably the biggest reason. Yeah. It doesn't count against you. But years you're going to Alaska and you might have some games and, you know, it'd be fine to play a game against a Division III team, which I think would be a very good game.
Also, this gentleman wants to hear your thoughts on the what kind of feedback you got from the NHL camps that the guys
Oh, boy, yeah, we got some great feedback. You know, we try to talk to every team that hosted one of our players, someone in the organization. We haven't been able to track down a couple guys yet, but everything we've heard, they like the compete in our players. They like the skill level. They like the conditioning level. Tyler Shalast has done a fabulous job, and they like our conditioning level. And just overall, their hockey sense and smarts and that. So we've got some real positive feedback on all our guys. We had three guys at Edmonton, and I know one of their executives and coaches up there you know, texted us back and said they were all really good, and they were really happy with just their overall play and the players that they are. So that's encouraging. So that's good positive feedback for us that we're, you know, helping develop our players here, that we're doing some of the right things to help get them to the next level and help get them seen. Like, you know, we had more guys go to, you know, I'd like to go through it this year and see how many players from each Division I team went to development camps. I would tell you we'd be one of the leaders in that, and that's good, and that's a, you know, a something we can use in our recruiting and saying, hey, we had, you know, player A, B, C, D go to this camp, here's the feedback, we've got them, you know, you're going to get great development here, and you're going to get an unbelievable education at Michigan Tech. So how can you go wrong? You're going to play at a traditionally strong school or that has a long tradition of success in hockey. You're going to play in a community that loves the game, that supports the game, that's a hockey community. You're going to get an unbelievable education from a great school. You're going to be in one of the most beautiful parts of the world. And you're going to have a chance to win and a chance to develop. So there's so many positives here, Dirk, that we like to sell and we have to sell. And, you know, so, yeah, those things are good. But we've got a lot of good feedback. And obviously Tanner Carroll had a good camp in Chicago. He's been around the rink quite a bit, comes in and works out every day. Alex Patan, I got some real good feedback. They called me about him. He's going to go to the Minnesota Wild camp, Traverse City, the tournament they have there. So a lot of really good things going on.
Have there been any WCHA or NCAA rule changes of note for next season?
Oh, there probably are, yes. the biggest one that didn't get changed was the overtime. Mm-hmm. It looked like the rules committee was going to change the overtime and play 4-on-4, and but the coaches had a real backlash, and I don't quite understand why. I guess they were concerned about some things, so that is no longer. But I think one of the biggest rule changes is now you can challenge if a goal scored, if you think there was too many men or an offside. Before, you really didn't have a challenge, even though you could get all over the referee and maybe have them look at it. But now they're going to have a formal challenge process. But other than that, there's not a lot of big rule changes.
All right. Next question for Coach is what special considerations are necessary when bringing in a new goaltender for next season with limited to no game experience?
Well, the beauty of it is you know, a young man has played. You know, he's played a lot of hockey over his last 3 years. So he's played more games than Winches and Devin combined over the last, you know, 2 to 3 years. So maybe it's not quite at our level, but it's a pretty good level. The BC Junior League's a good league. A lot of players going on to play Division One. Two guys were drafted in the first round out of the BC Junior League. Actually, three. So that's pretty darn good hockey. So at least he's coming in off those games, which is good. So any young player, and I've seen it before where a freshman comes in and just steals the show. I mean, he's ready. We're going to have a really good defense in front of him. You know, we're going to have a pretty veteran-laden team. I think 12 of our top 15 scorers are back and whatnot. So we just need a guy who's going to go in there and stop the ones he should and take the opportunities on the real, you know, good scoring chances, you know. So, but a player like Angus, he's played 3 years and he's played a high level, and he's played the games, which is important. And that's the hardest part for Devin and Matt, is to try to get up to that game speed. You know, I've heard this question asked many times. Well, is it better to just come to a Division One school, even though you're maybe not going to play a lot, but you're in practice, you're practicing with all these guys, you know, they're on the cusp of making the NHL, versus, you know, playing in a junior league and, you know, maybe you're not playing against that many really good players. So that's the old adage, you know, and we'll see. But I think Angus is going to come in here and he's going to push these two guys for the job. And we're going to have to evaluate on practice. We don't have any games to evaluate these guys other than, you know, Matt and Devin, what they played in the past. But we're going to have to use practice, and we're going to create some game-like situations. And we'll have a couple days where, you know, we tell our team, and especially the goalies, hey, this is big in your evaluation, so you go in there and show us what you can do.
More so than in
Past years, yeah.
Past years.
Yeah, because we, you know, we sort of ran into that problem. We had, you know, Janot, and then we had Phoenix.
Yeah,
and,
that's true.
And, Phillips. You know, they came in the same year. We had Phoenix Copley and Jamie Phillips, and, you know, both signed NHL contracts, so pretty darn good. You know, there's a lot of programs that don't have that. So we had that luxury, and it worked out for both of them, and both had good careers here, and now they're both trying to make a living at the next level.
So are you and Joe Sean going to be, you know, battling?
It's all on Joe. It's all on Joe. I give him a huge say. It's like 99.5%, and I get that little half a percentage say in it. It's all on Joe's shoulders, and I just saw a picture from him today. He's out on, talk about relaxing, on my way in, he tweeted, he's out on the Indian River. He said,
nice.
The fishermen are awake. I hope the fish are. So that's what he's doing right now. I'm here, and you're making me nervous. You know, I'm getting nervous now, and he's out on the Indian River fishing. So
good for him.
He'll be nervous soon enough, though. Don't worry.
Next question, Coach, is the McNaughton Cup still in town, and can fans see it anywhere if it is?
The McNaughton Cup is not in town. I expedited it down to the Twin Cities last weekend and dropped it off with Minnesota State. They had a Blue Line golf outing and a couple functions. So, and we have to split that up between the two of us being co-champions. But it will be back in town. Obviously, we have our alumni weekend coming up, so it'll be back in town, I hope, Thursday here. So we're going to take it to a couple different things, and we're going to try and do a couple public things, you know, from the middle of August through the middle of September. So we'll maybe on my show or through year we'll let it know, because I wanted to get it out more so people actually can see it, and then obviously during the year we'll have it on display a few times. We got a couple really neat things in the works as far as our game go with special guests and also with the cup and some things. So I would encourage people to you know, pay attention and listen, but also get your season tickets. So you know, season tickets went well, the return rate was excellent, so, but there are still a few good seats, and I'd encourage you to get your tickets, because I think once these things get out, it's going to be hard to to get a ticket. So I'm encouraging you to go up there and get your season tickets before the season starts.
Absolutely. Any word, Coach, on TV coverage for games this season, both for Michigan Tech and for the league?
Well, we'll have some, but one of the reasons the Big Ten did not, we can't solidify the game times is because of television. So we have to wait on that for them, obviously, the GLI. I'm not sure, you know, we had one, you know, a couple last year up here, you know, the Northern Michigan games, we do have a contract, so usually all four of those games will be on TV. But we'll have, I would say, you know, 4 to 10 games for sure on TV this year.